The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Contrary to popular opinions, it's not always sackcloth and ashes. We'll talk about that. Plus, there is a core to our faith, and then there is a core to the warfare, and trying to help God along is just a really bad idea.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. All three of those are a good idea. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. I am warning you. Ding, 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 warning. I have two trivia questions, and they are not easy. 99% of the time we ask something that's in the intermediate or advanced level, we don't get an answer. So for those that are into it, get ready. That's all I'm going to say. Keep in mind, any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. I feel like I've proved that in the last 6 months. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Before I get into our introduction for our sponsor for this section, let me just say real quickly, if you hear me slurping on the air, that's me slurping on my hot beverage, which I never tell Wonder Julie about. So if you're like going, what's that noise? That's me being obnoxious. Along with that, I'm driving down today, and this happened last week, and I didn't know what was going on. It happened the week before. And as I'm driving down to the station from where I'm at, you know, Fate to Irving is a long drive, okay, for those that don't know that. Every once in a while, I feel like there's a bug on my leg. And I'm like, what is that? And I keep scratching because it's like it's got to, trying to figure it out. Well, I figured out what it was. It's a certain level of bass that my speaker hits that blows out wind that hits against my leg. And it turns out it's not a bug at all. It's me just either losing my hearing so my speaker's louder and a certain bass level. So I thought I'd share that with you only because that will help you identify with me. Quick shout out to Aunt Deb. Quick shout out to Bryce. Yeah. Down the road, we're going to go there. Here is our first sponsor, Jamie Blumenthal. Jamie Blumenthal and his wonderful wife, Nancy, Retirement Strategies and Solutions. Pretty common sense. If you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. That's true in a lot of different areas in life. Retirement Strategies and Solutions, what they want to help you do is retire the right way. So think of a one-way sign and then you're going the wrong way. I've actually been on the freeway where cars going the wrong direction. Kind of scary. Kind of like, what's going on? Am I being filmed? And I'm going to pull over now. Their saying is plan right, retire the right way. Their phone number, 800-287-1667, 800-287-1667. I will tell you, if you go to my site directly, davidspoonmedia.com, there is a link. And on that link, you can click directly to them, or you can go to their website, retiretherightway.com. Okay? Okay? Okay. Don't we have Labor Day coming up? The Labor Day is like on Monday, right? I don't even know. I mean, it seems like it lost a little bit of its, people making a bigger deal of it. Isn't that like when people do a lot of barbecuing? Or is that not a barbecue? Is that the wrong one? I'm thinking July 4th.
I barbecue all the time. It doesn't have to be Labor Day.
Yeah, I don't quite understand that because my barbecue is like 10 feet from the door, right? And it doesn't, and if I'm barbecue, it doesn't matter whether it's raining. I mean, that don't take this the wrong way, folks. It doesn't matter if there's a tornado. It doesn't matter what's going on. My barbecue there, I turn it on, I put the chicken or the pork chops. Yeah, I love pork chops. The ribs or the steak. Actually, the worst thing I cook is chicken. I don't know what it is about chicken. I can never, it just doesn't say, hey, Dave, I'm done. I don't know what it is.
It's hard to grill chicken.
It is kind of weird, isn't it? So don't you think it should have a little thing where the chicken goes, hey, time's up? I feel that would be better. I will tell you this for those that are unaware. My anniversary was the other day. I want to thank everybody for the congratulations and so on and so forth. But my wife and I are not, we're not spenders. Okay, we're not like that. We did that at one point in our lives, and we traveled all over the world. We went to, all of these different places. That's all I'm going to say. Some of them were better than others. That's all I'm going to say. But I decided I was going to make the most of the situation, and she knows where I'm at and my heart towards her. So I went by her work unannounced, which, of course, is dangerous to do in any situation.
Yeah.
And I gave her a lifesaver in a plastic wrapper that we have up on the front of our little counter thing, on the front of the radio thing. And I gave her the little lifesaver, and she looked at me, and I gave her a kiss, and I said, God sent you into my life to save my life from all the bad people and all the stuff around. So I said, so thanks for being my lifesaver. And then I left. Right? But that's sweet, isn't
that
it?
That was very sweet. Yeah. I wish I had an
Cost me about one penny. But hey, got a lot of mileage.
A penny? You stole it off the front desk.
It's going to cost me a penny right there. And I didn't steal it. I borrowed it from the eternal point of view. That's kind of how I choose to look at that. All right.
Those are there for folks.
No, those are there for folks and me. Let's get into our first review, and I'm just telling you guys right now, the trivia people, I'm telling you, am I telling them? I'm telling you. Get ready. The first one is even easier than the second one. Second one's kind of tough. All right, I'll just lay it out there for you, give you a chance. In the letter that Jude wrote, okay, so you have the Old Testament, 39 books, New Testament, 27. Right? And you know that the majority of these are really letters, not books, okay? An epistle is a letter. It's not the wife of an apostle. So in Jude, which is the one just before Revelation, Jude said that we ought to contend for something. What is it that he said we should contend for? Ha! Ha-ha! That's not the hard one. 972-445-0770. Only call if you're feeling sharp. Or then you could call just to say hi, too. I don't mind. I like phone calls. All right, Genesis 15:1. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, do not fear, Abram. I am a shield to you. Your reward shall be very great. Now, I want to point this out. This kind of goes along with Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. I am not a name it and claim it person. I just don't think that's how it goes or... by now, I would probably have 15 or 16 football-size homes, airplanes, and all this other stuff. Doesn't work that way. But I am not the stick-your-head-in-a-pencil-grinder guy either. I don't think that's right either. It's, to me, anytime you're going too far to the left or the right, you're making a mistake. Okay, that's just my take. The Bible does say do not turn to the left or right. Extremism can be a problem. Extremism in the kingdom of man is a disaster for the most part. I don't care if you're reactionary or whatever the case may be. It doesn't matter. It just always is a disaster. But in Abram's case, and this is before he was renamed Abraham, God had an interesting thing to say to him. He said, I am a shield to you. Your reward shall be very great. Now, I think there's a reservation for Christians to think that God rewards people, but that would be wrong. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, without faith, it's impossible to please God, for those who come to God must believe that he is and a rewarder of those who seek him. So thinking that you don't get rewarded from the Lord, that's ridiculous. That's not true. I like what one teacher said a while back. Many years ago. He said to a whole group, he said the idea that the Lord doesn't respond to us and reward us is kind of ridiculous because we pray for stuff. So what are you doing? Praying and then hoping God doesn't say yes? It's like, no, that's dumb. Right. So the Lord is a rewarder, and he rewards us. In this passage, which I particularly like, the Lord is telling Abraham, one, don't fear. Do not fear. That is, and no, there's not 365 of them in the Bible, but there's enough of them in the Bible for you to know. There's 162 or something like that. And the idea is just to keep it straight. God doesn't want us to walk around in fear. Got it. And we do it a lot. Yeah. I mean, even if we overcome in one area, then we're afraid of this other area. In fact, I just watched, what was that, Home Improvement with Tim Allen, when he, that was his big noise that he used to make. And he this big thing, my dad's not afraid of anything. My dad's not afraid of anything. Guess what he was afraid of? Snakes. So it's, a lot of people are afraid of snakes. That's not abnormal. But my point is, it's this attitude like, oh, I'm never afraid. Yeah, sometimes you're. But it's okay to, you know, Paul said within our fears. It's like, hey, this is not a new revelation or something. So he said, look, don't be afraid. I am a shield to you. Now, that shield is a protection. God is our protector. Good. I can tell you I see it every day driving 70 miles. And then I also know that God's my protector because he protects me from myself. Because I seem to be sometimes my worst enemy. I am your shield, your protection. I need that. And then he says this, you will be rewarded. Your reward shall be very great. Now, how cool is that? Isn't that a great? That's great. Wait a minute. My reward's going to be great. Yeah. It's not this whole Christian thing. It's not Christian existentialism, which is an oxymoron, kind of like jumbo shrimp. The idea is that you have an engagement with the Lord, and he responds and rewards you. And he's this is part of it. It's not the department of free. You just act like a martyr, and that'll be the end of it. God will bless you. Now, will he bless you with money? That's the prosperity kick. What if he just blesses you by showing up and spending time with you? Or let's say his universal presence has a manifested, what we call the manifested presence, and you have a moment where you know the Lord's in the car with you. That's a reward. I had that happen the other day, singing hymns to Elvis Presley. With Elvis Presley, he did the Amazing Grace one. It's a great album. My point is the Lord rewards you. That's cool. Whatever that is, I don't care. I don't even know what I need. He knows what I need. So it's okay to pray and expect something and think a reward's coming as long as you yield it all before him and don't set your focus on that. You're listening to the David Swin Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Johnny.
How's retirement?
Well, I have to be at work at 7:30 in the morning.
Whoa, Frank. I thought you were retired.
Yeah, well, I didn't do a good job keeping my money safe, and when the market dropped, I lost half my money, so I had to go back to work.
So now what?
Well, you can have fries with that.
No, Frank, that's not what I mean. People have problems all the time. They make mistakes, but what are you going to do about it now?
Who's
going to
help me in my position? My finances are a mess.
You need my guy. Contact Jamie Blumenthal from Retirement Strategies and Solutions. He and his wife Nancy have helped over 600 clients just in the Dallas area. If he can help you, he'll let you know, and he won't charge anything for you to find out.
How do I get a hold of him?
Go to his website, retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com. You can also call him at 800-287-1667.
Thanks, Johnny.
No problem, Frank. Remember, plan right, retire right, retire the right way, my friend. Get in touch with Jamie today.
Not wanting to miss a moment, talking about The Moment with Kurt Warner.
Everything looks like you shouldn't go forward. You know, you can't take another step. You know, Peter, you can't step onto water. You just can't do it. Well, we've got to step towards that faith, and we've got to trust God that he's got something awesome for us. And there's no question that that's an underlying theme in this show and in all of our lives, is that we've got to step out in faith if we ever want to be what God's called us to be.
The David Spoon Experience.
Attention, real estate people of Earth. You have an out-of-this-world opportunity to talk with a real estate professional who can give you insight and advice on real estate strategies. The real estate market is changing, and to miss this opportunity is to leave income and equity on the table. Don't do that. Don't miss out on the latest real estate run. Don't miss it again. Contact Pamela Melchiono. That's Pamela Melchiono. Go to theblessedrealtycompany.com, fill out the form, and schedule a free consultation with Pamela. Not only will you be glad you did, but you'll be sad if you don't. Real estate opportunities don't exist forever. Take advantage while you have the chance. Take advantage while you still can. Contact Pamela. Her service and spirit are excellent. Your results will be excellent. You will say, excellent. Call Pamela at 817-505-5541. That's 817-505-5541. Or go to our website and schedule a meeting, theblessedrealtycompany.com. You'll be glad you did. You'll be sad if you don't. That is all.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Oh, I'm feeling it today. Must be Friday. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. Plane in sky, writing stuff like a crop duster. David Spoon Media. The last one was a joke. We have somebody on the line. I think they're going to answer the question. Yeah? This is David. Who am I talking to?
Yeah, this is Ace. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I've been blessed every day.
Every day, right? Every day is such a blessing. I got to tell you, before you answer that, I remember a doctor once said, do you know the people who don't think, who don't have anything to look forward to and so forth? And he walked somebody over, this is a classic old story, to the cemetery. And he goes, over there. It's like, wow. Yeah, it's like, wow.
Yeah,
excellent point. Otherwise, we're blessed. You know, we're still a part of it. But of course, to depart and be with the Lord is far better. All right, my friend, you're feeling good on the Jude, right? Now, you know, 26th book. Or 26th letter in the New Testament out of 27, so it's one just before Revelation. What did he tell us to contend for?
For the faith that was once delivered to the saints.
That is correct, sir.
Yeah.
You are correct.
Thank goodness. Yeah. Thank goodness.
Yeah, because I think there's a bunch of people there that think, well, you shouldn't really contend for anything. You just go around and put your fingers up and say peace, and then everything will be fine. It's like, that is not how that goes. So,
no,
excellent answer. Excellent job. Did you look it up, or you just knew right off the bat?
Yeah, I knew it right away. Yeah, I knew it. I was on the road, so I just had a chance to stop right now and give you an answer so I wouldn't be messing up on the highway while I was talking. I love the scriptures. They're life, you know. They're life eternal.
That's right. They give you so much, right? The same breath that went into Adam that made Adam alive, those same scriptures, they're God-breathed. It's like, wow, there you go. Think of that. That's powerful.
Nothing better than the Word. Yeah.
That's right.
Nothing better than to know the Word and use it as a foundation for your life so that you can live holy and godly before the great Almighty.
I love that you call in, brother. I appreciate it, and I want you to have a fantastic weekend, all right?
You too, and be safe. May the Lord bless you every day that you make a step.
Thank you, brother. God bless you. All right, cool. Good job. Okay, now, that was a good answer. Now, the next one's going to be tougher, and I'm not doing that to the next time. I'm just telling you, the word tough, it's like when I cook a steak and forget about it. then come back. And it's like, yeah, that's well done. Those are the kind of steaks that only barbecue sauce can save because they've gone too far over. All right. By the way, did I tell you today's toasted marshmallow day? Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Who sits around and makes this stuff up? It's toasted marshmallow day. It's the same guy that came up with XYZYZ Road in California, just before you go to Nevada. That's the actual name of the road. XYZYZ. Like, are you going to tell me those guys came up with that logically? Or they just went, yeah, this is the end. We're done with this session.
I'm thinking probably the people who make marshmallows made this day up.
Yep, I go with it. I'm going to agree with you. All right, this segment brought to you by one of our new sponsors. That's the Benefit Link. Did you come up with it? Did we come up with it?
No, I forgot.
Okay.
Got to be honest.
We're going to work on this. We think we got a couple of different angles to go, but I had a chance to talk to them today. So the Benefit Link, and I made a little bit of a mistake, so I want to make sure I make the corrections because I don't like making mistakes like that. Here is the bottom line. So what they do, they're passionate about providing peace of mind for people, helping them get to medical supplement plans, understanding Medicare basics, Medicare supplement plans, Medicare resources, but they don't charge for that. So the mistake that I made was telling you can call them and get a free quote. If you call them, they will free of charge direct you. They don't give you a quote. They connect you to the people that you get to choose and work with. They're like the, what's the word we want to use? They're the expediters to help you get to what you're trying to get to, and there's no charge. Do you think, how's that possible? You got to call and ask them. They don't charge. It's like, it's free for everyone. They are advocates for seniors. And that was one of the big things we talked about today on the phone. Their whole thing is they're advocates. The advocate is a defense attorney, by the way. An advocate, they are defending for seniors. It's free for everyone. They'll hook you up to the right people. Zero charge, period. Nada. Nothing. Okay? 972-BENEFIT, BENEFIT. Great phone number. That's 972-BENEFIT, BENEFIT, or go to thebenefitlink.com. And in talking to the gal that coordinates with them today, they do track every call they get, and they look at it. So if you, in fact, call them up, and you've heard it on the show, just go, Spoon! I think there's a character that does that. Doesn't matter. Just say, Spoon! And then they'll know. Okay? All right. And then we'll have a sound for you next week. Technically, they're supposed to start like on Tuesday, but I just wanted to make sure we took care of them. Okay. Ready? Anything else we got to cover? Got the lotto numbers for everybody out there? Okay. No? Okay. Just checking. Genesis. So we just did Genesis 15:1. You're going to notice that most of these teachings are all Genesis-oriented. Hello. And then next week, we're going to do our first Ephesians expository teaching, and I'm telling you right now, I promise you there's some material you haven't heard before. I just promise. It's a fact of life. Genesis chapter 15, verse 6, very simple, says this, then he, referring to Abraham, he believed in the Lord, and God, he reckoned it to Abraham as righteousness. All right, let's look at this, the complexity of this. I just want to make sure we get this straight. Here is the passage. Then he believed in the Lord, and God reckoned it to him as righteousness. For those that are in the evangelical Christian faith, this is at the core of what evangelicals believe. That God, through his love, granted us access by the redeeming work of Jesus Christ, given by through grace, received by faith, but that it's the Lord's working that works in our lives. And when we acknowledge that, we access that, then boom, the righteousness that God is talking about is poured upon us, and that's the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And here's how it works. I'm not even going to make this complex. I'll make this the simplest thing you've ever heard, okay? I'm going to give you the lawsuit theory. The lawsuit theory of the gospel. Ready? You won't forget this, I promise. Here's the deal. Every person who sins is supposed to die. Okay? We're not talking about Enoch right now. We're just talking about the general population. People that sin, die. You sin, you die. What's the penalty of sin? death. Okay? Wages of sin is death. You sin, you die. Got it. So from Adam on, everybody's been sinning, right? Who hasn't sinned? We're all sinners. Got it. So we're supposed to what? All die. Got it. We're all supposed to die. Got it. Again, we're not talking about Elijah, not talking about Enoch, right? We're talking about just the general population. Got it. Jesus Christ comes along, right? And he doesn't sin. But they kill him. Well, guess what? That wasn't supposed to happen, technically, because he didn't sin. So he shouldn't have died. So what's the lawsuit theory? So he sued. See, he gave up his life. We try and get into the moment here and enjoy it. He was wrongfully terminated on the planet, so he sued. And what the father said, well, what do you want? He said, I want everybody that believes in me to have my righteousness so it doesn't go to waste, and they can have my righteousness by believing in me. And God the Father said, okie dokie. And Satan went, wait, what just happened? And boom, that's how the lawsuit theory comes about. The bottom line is, by believing, God imputes to us righteousness. It's not by human works. It's not allegorical. In fact, it's actually quite legal in its process. The idea is to understand that faith is what gives us a standing with God. The death of Jesus brings to an end the animosity we had with God. The resurrection of Jesus brings us into a great standing and place in friendship with God. The death of Christ brings to the end the hostility. The resurrection of Jesus Christ brings us into that friendship. It's like, wait, that's so cool. Right? If you haven't heard that before, just read Romans chapter 5. You'll be sitting there going, what? I mean, the whole chapter talks about it. And so his death, that's the end of all that hostility stuff. And then his resurrection, okay, now we're hanging out with the Lord and we're dancing on streets of gold. All of it given by God's grace, received by faith. And at the core, evangelicals recognize that faith that you access it by is also a gift of God. Again, not by human works, pretty much the Ephesians 2:8-9 process. Not by human works, not allegorical. It is what it is. People say, well, I don't understand, or it doesn't make perfect sense to me. It's not your job to fully comprehend God, because you're a finite being trying to comprehend an infinite being. Guess what? You don't have enough room in your head to do it. I'm just telling you, don't get mad at me. You can't put 60 trillion into a box of one. Okay? Yeah, it doesn't fit. All right, isn't that fun? I love stuff like that. Okay, we're taking our break. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, we'll be back.
Snap, crackle, pop. That's not just an old cereal reference. That's the sound our bodies make when they're out of whack. Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, owner of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson, is here to help. If you're experiencing pain from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, it's time for a checkup, a chiropractic checkup. Reach out to Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, for an evaluation. Less pain is a good thing. Are you suffering from a chronic condition that's not improving? You can call him at 972-454-9362. That's 972-454-9362. Or go directly to his website and schedule an appointment, drbrandonbrown.com. That's drbrandonbrown.com. If you tell him that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you might even get a lollipop. It feels good to feel good. Connect with the chiropractic doctor extraordinaire, Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown. Go to drbrandonbrown.com. Get hope, get well, live well, get to feeling groovy again.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Or the president of Focus on the Family. When you got that position, I'm talking the initial moment that you knew you were getting that position, were you thinking, what?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. Given my background, I was going, no, no, no. In fact, I got home, said to my wife, Jean, this is what I've been asked today. And she looked at me and said, who would have thunk it? That summed it up. That was that entire day. I was just like, oh, my goodness. My wife and I used to pray for the poor guy coming behind Dr. Dobson.
Now you were praying for yourself. You didn't even know it.
That's exactly right. Does he have a sense of humor or what?
That's great stuff. Excellent material and an excellent interview, Jim. I really appreciate it. You did a great job, and I just want to thank you from my whole heart just for all the work that you're doing, for the people that you're blessing, and for this project that you guys have been working on Irreplaceable. Nice job.
Thanks, David.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water damage, call Mr. Restore.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach us, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com, davidspoonmedia.com. Don't forget, in that last time we were talking about Jesus, I was not trying to imply that when Jesus gave up his life, he was, he was doing it against his will or anything. Don't get the wrong idea. I was just trying to make an illustration for you. Okay. Okay, Dave. All right. It's okay. Calm down. This live read is in regards to that commercial you just heard, Mr. Restore. Mr. Restore. Mr. Restore. Mr. Restore. Did we forget Mighty Mouse?
Oh, Mr. Restore.
Stay with me. You only got 30 minutes left.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to
I think that's hilarious that you just did that. You looked at me like, what are you talking about, Dave? All right, Mystery Store, fire and water damage cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services in Dallas and in Irving and in Fort Worth and in Grapevine and in Denton and all these areas. Here's the bottom line. They do free evaluations. They have advanced drying techniques, of course. They work with all the insurance companies. They're A-plus rated by the BBB, 50 years of experience helping thousands of customers, and they're family-owned and operated and respond within 60 minutes. Of you getting in touch with them. Because they know a disaster is, get ready, a disaster. See how that works? If you get in touch with them, mysterystore.com, restore.com, or contact them at their number, not that difficult, 877-631-7576. 877-631-7576, Mystery Store. Clint, good guy. Really appreciate him. Going to try and get him in the studio, which is my next move, which I sent him a letter saying, I need to get you in the studio. Says, if you don't get in the studio, nobody can know you. Now, that was pretty funny, Wonder Drew, because you're just looking at me like, what are you talking about, Dave? What?
There was two commercials, actually, and the other one was for Dr. B, so I was ready for that.
I see. I got it. I got it. All right.
It's Friday. I zoned out.
It's not Friday. It's Tuesday. You have three more days.
Don't say that. I don't know
don't
what day
say that.
It is usually.
That's a bad thought.
All right. Let's get into the next trivia question, then I'm getting into this interesting review of scripture here. Next trivia question. I told you it's going to be tougher. I'm not kidding. Here we go. No punches pulled. What did God tell Jeremiah when Jeremiah said he could not speak
because he was only a child. Ooh, what did God tell Jeremiah? What was God's response? 972-445-0770. Taking our trivia questions up a notch. If you, I don't know if you got that or not, but that's the question that's being asked. Let's talk about helping God along when God doesn't ask us to help him along, so to speak. God doesn't need your help. God doesn't need my. He doesn't need anything. There's people that say, well, you know, God couldn't exist without us. It's like, that's absurd. God is self-sufficient, doesn't need us, brought us into the universe as a gift, as a grace. Just leave it there. God doesn't need you. He wants you. I actually had a discussion with somebody, and I'm just going to try and hold everybody's feet to the fire, including my own. And he said, well, God loves me. He doesn't like me. That was his response. And there's a lot of Christians, actually, that feel that way. I do want to correct that, because the idea that God loves you but doesn't like you, this is how ridiculous that is. Would you, a common sense person, spend eternity with somebody you don't like? Well, you nuts? Of course he likes you. He doesn't like everything you do, but he likes you, and he loves you, and he cares about you. And for those that don't think, well, the Lord likes you, you got something else going on that's a little deeper, and that's something that's got to be dealt with. Here's the bottom line, though. In the big names, let me rephrase this, in the big honchos of the kingdom of God, we always think of them as just never making any mistakes. Okay? Even though when it talks about Elijah in the book of James, it says he was a man of like passions like we are. We always think of the prophets and the people in the Old Testament, all these people, as just like they were just perfect. I mean, after all, look at David. He wrote the Psalms. He was the greatest king, by the way, because he couldn't control his loins. He had somebody assassinated. I mean, this is, there's a lot there, right? It's like, So one of the greatest people of the Old Testament, there's a few really top five or six or kind of people. I mean, Moses is obviously big. King David's obviously big. Isaiah's obviously big. They're all big. But, you know, Adam, you couldn't even have this thing happen without Adam, right? Okay. But Abraham was way at the top, right? All through the New Testament, we find out that we are heirs of Abraham because we're people of faith. We're talking about the last segment. So here's what happens. In Genesis 15:4, it says, then behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, this man shall not be your heir, but the one who will come forth from your own body, he shall be your heir. And so God is making him a promise that he's going to give him an heir. He's going to give him offspring, right? This is Genesis 16:1 through 4. Now Sarah, Abraham's wife, had borne him no children. She had an Egyptian maid whose name was Hagar. So Sarah and Abram. Sarai said to Abram, now behold, the Lord has prevented me from bearing children. Please go into my maid. Perhaps I will obtain children through her. And Abraham listened to the voice of Sarai. And Abraham had lived 10 years in the land. After Abraham had lived 10 years in the land of Canaan, Abraham's wife Sarai took Hagar, the Egyptian, her maid, and gave her to her husband Abram as his wife. And he went into Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her sight. So I just want to set this up so you can see what's going on, even from spiritual giants and spiritually great people. I mean, Sarai was a mother of many people of faith. We all know that. But her and Abraham got impatient with the promise of the Lord. And Sarah said, hey, the Lord has prevented me from doing this. He's prevented me from having children. The answer to that is wrong. It was delayed for a reason. So what we think when God's like, the answer is no. God's answer is usually wait. We're taking it as a no, or God needs our help, so we're going to help move him along. And in this case, you got Sarah and you got Hagar, and she's like, you know, this isn't happening fast enough, so we're going to help God along. You sleep with her, and then I'll have the child through her, and that'll be fine. Now, I am not one to bag on the people from the Old Testament other than incorporately doing that. But when Abraham listened to Sarah in this was not genius. Because what happens is we create these pathways when we're trying to help God along. And what are those pathways become? Ishmaels. They become problems. What we try to create in helping God along becomes a bigger problem than ever existed before. And the Lord doesn't want us to do that. We essentially, you might not like the phrasing on this, and if you don't, I ask you to forgive me now, but we create situational donkeys in our lives. Like, that is just not a good idea. It's just not good. And how'd that work out? The Lord was true to his word, just not in the timing that Sarah and Abraham wanted. And that reminds you of Martha and Mary, who were very specific to the Lord when Lazarus died and said, if you'd have been here, he wouldn't have died. It's like, you know, this is all your fault. If you'd have been here, he wouldn't have died. He wouldn't have died. And then when Jesus is getting ready to resurrect him, they're like going, why? He's going to stink. Don't do that. And Jesus is saying, I told you I was going to do this. But they didn't like God's timing or God's method in their brother being raised. That's what happens. We don't like the timing, and we don't like the methodology that God is using, so we try to help him and create problems. And you think, well, that was then. No, that's now too. Old Testament and New Testament and beyond. Oftentimes what we'll do is the Lord will lead us somewhere, direct us and guide us, and we're thinking, it's not happening the way I want it to happen. It's not happening fast enough. I need to get something more out of this, and then we add into it in order to help. And that becomes the problem. I know you do it. I do it often. I know you guys do it. We do it, and we shouldn't do it. We're lacking in patience. We're lacking in trust. We're lacking in confidence because the Lord's like, I want to do it my way. And we're like, yeah, but your middle name's Molasses. I mean, let's go. Let's get this thing rolling. I have often said that if I knew what the full plan of the Lord was, so I'm in my late 50s, right? So if I knew the full plan of the Lord for the next 30 years, I would rush to it and mess it up. Why? Because that's who I am. I'd be like, oh, the Lord said I should be a professor teaching theology at this place, so I'm going to go sleep on their campus. You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of stuff we do. And the Lord's like, oh, don't do that. Because you will create problems. Now, if you've already done it, it's not that they can't be redeemed, so don't get the wrong idea that you're stuck or anything and nothing's going to change. What I'm trying to do is moving forward, if the Lord's leading you and guiding you and promising and directing and so on and so forth, try to walk with God, not ahead, okay? Try not to walk ahead of God saying, I know where we're going. Oftentimes that leads to a cliff. Bad idea, because it only takes one step off a cliff for you to be like, oops. You understand that? And I'm not saying that in a condemning way at all. I'm saying that in an acknowledging way that we've got to be careful about that. Let's not step ahead of God, run ahead of God, move ahead of God. If God is leading and guiding and directing us, let's walk with God because his timing is perfect and ours is terrible. If your timing is always perfect, then how come you get stuck in a traffic jam? So I'm just curious. Oh, well, that's because our timing is not perfect. And we don't know what the future holds, but we can know him who holds the future in the palm of his hand. That's what we want. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Look at that hail!
Wow, look at my neighbor's car!
Wow, look at your roof!
Uh-oh, it's time to call John.
John? Who is John? The apostle?
No, silly, he's our brother in the Lord. John from the Blessed Roofing Company.
You know the name of your roofer?
Not just his name, but his number too.
What?
469-BLESSED. That's 469-BLESSED. Because the answer to my roofing problems is in their number and in the company name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Get it?
All right, let me get this straight. You know the name of your roofer, his phone number, and his company name off the top of your head?
And his website, theblastroofingcompany.com. A roof over my head needs to be blessed, and his name and number and website are blessed too. In most cases, you can get a new roof with zero money out of pocket.
Well, now I know where I'm going for all my roofing needs. Whether it's a new roof, roof repairs, or free inspections, I'll call John at 469-BLESSED or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com.
With the Blessed Roofing Company, you've got it covered because reliability starts at the top.
What is the David Spoon experience?
An important part is to understand the Philistine rulers were political leaders. They were political leaders. They got together for a political solution. That's what happened. That's what happened. The priests got together and made a decision. Instead of trying to overcome the power of God, they thought they'd make an offering to God, return the ark to Israel. That spiritual solution worked. Got that? So political rulers making political decisions, failure. Priests making an offering to God and returning things to their proper place, solution. That's the key, people. I think that's the key. That's what we need. That's why we need a strong spiritual core in the church. Not just you in your church, but the church in large. Trust me. Trust me when I say this. When they start shooting Christians because we're Christians, when it becomes more like China and they start beating us because we're Christians, the denominational issue will fade to the white.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. You want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and davidspoonmedia.com. I keep getting those confused. I think I'm losing it. All right, somebody's calling in to answer the question. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Well, this is Mary Lou again.
Hi.
And I think God told Jeremiah that I formed you in your mother's womb, and I've set you apart just to do this.
That's correct. Do you remember the very first thing the Lord said to him after Jeremiah said, I can't do it, I'm a child? The very first thing he said. Do you remember that by chance? Is it, what you said is 100% correct. Just said one little phrase before it.
Oh.
That's okay.
I don't know. You got me on that one.
No, that's all right. Watch this. He said, don't say that. He said, don't say that. And so that's why I brought that up, because people say really bad things about themselves all the time, and God's like, don't say that. That's not good.
I know, and I tell people that all the time, and then I don't practice what I preach.
Well, see, but now you got a scripture you can go to and go, look, here, right here, God said, don't say that about yourself. You got everything else, nailed it down perfectly, so we're giving you a thumbs up on that one. A good job on nailing that down.
All right, I'm here with a positive vote. That's the only time I can pick you up is in my radio, and I love KAAM. Oh, I mean, I haven't had a Christian radio station all time, and this radio works, and that's the only one I listen to is everything I can get when I'm driving to and from my volunteer work.
Oh, God bless you, and I'll give you your $5 for saying that later. No, I'm just kidding.
All right.
Thank you so much.
God bless.
God bless you too. Excellent. Excellent job. I love stuff like that. I'm a guy that loves the engagement with other people. I think a lot of us like that. Some of us are afraid because, you know, it is a phone. They're surgically attached to most of our heads. I think we can do it. All right. Great job on that, by the way. So she had everything nailed down. I just wanted that first part, too. So she really did have that. And that was a good job because it's like you got to think about that. And the Lord did say, hey, don't say that. You know, there's some things you shouldn't say about yourself. In fact, my wife and I had a rule. We're kind of letting it go. I don't know if it's because we're getting older or whatever, but if we would say something bad about ourselves and we did it 3 times in a day, we gave each other a strike every time, and then if you did it 3 times, there was a penalty. I'll just leave that there, let you try and figure it out. Let's see. Do me a favor, Wonder Drew, then remind me when we're at 2 minutes to go because I want to pray over the thing because sometimes I forget. I don't know why. Genesis 17, 1 through 3. I just love this portion. Please take these things. This is the kind of teaching where I'm kind of throwing this in your direction, not for you to get legalistic on, but for you to consider, okay? Like meditate. You know, contemplatively about it. Genesis 17, 1 through 3. Now, when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. I will establish my covenant between me and you, and I will multiply you exceedingly. Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him. Let's stop right there. So what we'll normally do is we'll go in and we'll talk about this or we'll talk about that. I want to talk about that thing right there. First of all, the Lord said, I am God Almighty. Here he is the Almighty. This would be the El Shaddai reference that people are looking for. When God says, I am that I am, and you're trying to figure out, well, what does that mean? That means that he is everything that you need God to be to make your life the way it was designed to be and to be right between you and he. He is that. I am what is needed. I am that I am is I am all that is needed. Okay? That's what it means. When the one particular group that's kind of cultish says, oh, well, he doesn't really give himself a name, there's 17 or 19. Now I can't remember. Or 60. 16, 17, or 19 names God uses about himself, not including I am that I am. Okay? But I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about what Abraham did. He fell on his face, and God talked with him. He fell on his face. Do you know what would happen if you went to church and you were in worship time and somebody plopped on the ground? We would be like, what is wrong with that person? That would be the first thing we would say. I fear that too many Christians are now too dignified to fall on their face. And it's like, yeah, but back then they had looser clothing. Come on, man. If the Lord showed up and you're an angel, I'm just saying, you wouldn't go, whoa, it wouldn't be overwhelming. Let me tell you something. There is a properness in the English and American behavioral process, okay? And it might not be American or English proper to fall on your face, but it's extremely biblical and it's expressive before the Lord. For those that may have forgotten, when David in 2 Samuel 16:14 was wearing the linen ephod, he danced before the Lord with all his might. When he got back, it says, when David returned home to bless his household, Michal, daughter of Saul, came out to meet him and said, how the king of Israel has distinguished himself today, disrobing in the sight of the slave girls and his servants as any vulgar fellow would. David said to her, it was before the Lord who chose me rather than your father or anyone from his house. When he appointed me ruler over the Lord's people, Israel, I will celebrate before the Lord. I will become even more undignified than this. You know what? If it's between you and God, lose your dignity. Lose that dignity attitude of that, you know, that I'm too proper. You're too proper to fall. What do you think is going to happen the first 1,000,000 years we're in heaven? You're going to be falling on your face. Trust me. You might as well start learning now how to do it. What I'm trying to tell you is this. These are the kind of things where society and structure and culture breach what would be normal responsiveness.
I'm telling you, if the Lord showed up and had a manifestation for the Lord, I have this feeling you wouldn't just go there and go, yeah, what else? Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't have like this attitude about it. And you wouldn't say, hold on, let me sip my tea. That would not be the right answer either. However, plopping on the ground might be a good call. Sometimes it's good to plop. You understand what I'm saying? You get where I'm going with that? Don't be too dignified, okay? You can be dignified. Just don't be too dignified. We don't want to be so stuffy and so starchy that God can't come in the church, right? That's not a good idea, is it? No, it's not. Just had to get that out. That's for everybody. You have to pray the exact same way and do this. The Lord thinks that's important? Well, I don't know. If you're a person that has not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, this is an excellent time. Right now, call upon the name of the Lord. Just say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life. I give you my heart. Pour out your Holy Spirit on me. I believe you rose from the dead and confess with my mouth you died for my sins. You were buried, and 3 days later you rose again. You ascended to the Father and are coming back soon. And I thank you for this new life you've given me. I praise you and pray this in your name. Amen. And if you prayed that prayer, here's my encouragement to you. Get into a Bible-believing church and tell people, I've made a new decision for Christ and I need some help. Nothing wrong with that. In fact, that takes courage. So I encourage you to do it. Let's pray over the week and over all the information. Father, we come before you right now in the precious name of Jesus. We love you, Lord. We don't do everything right. We don't say everything right. We don't act right all the time. But we come before you and we lean on your everlasting arms, depending on your grace, depending on your mercy, counting on you and relying on your love. Now, the good stuff we've heard throughout the entire week, not this show, but every show, every encounter, let that be something that just resonates with us and stays with us and helps us to draw closer to you. And the stuff that we don't need, let it just drop off. There's no point to it. Let it just drop off. And let us hold faith firm, as the world around us seems to be losing their mind, we can find great stability just being in you. That's all we need. That's all we want. You're everything for us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, taking a 71-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Just as I am.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.